Welcome to the Square Peg Show for April 28th, 2014. I'm Mike.
I'm Jesse.
And I'm Brandon.
Today we're going to discuss video game movies and movie video games.
Yay.
But first we wanted to dig around in your brain, Brandon. What exactly is interesting you movie-wise? Like movies that have come out lately, movies that are coming out this summer. What have you been paying attention to?
Oh, man. Well, the Marvel Universe is getting really, really good.
Yes.
Captain America 2 was amazing. And everything that I've been hearing about Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, seems fantastic. And the biggest thing I'm looking forward to right now is the new Godzilla reboot.
Yeah, dude, me too. Oh, my God, Bryan Cranston with Godzilla.
There were some leaked trailers from one of the recent conventions that shows a full body pan.
Oh, God.
It looks amazing. And also the second monster that's going to be in the film.
Oh,
The second one, don't know if it's only going to be two or a lot more, because you have a whole pantheon of kaiju that are ready to go.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
I wish it was Walter White and Godzilla.
Seriously, they could make green meth together.
Do you know who I am?
Nuclear meth, man. That's the way to go. That's like super high.
Yes.
Anything else, Brandon?
Coming out soon, I mean, there's a whole lot of talk about the new Batman and Superman movie. Ben Affleck is Batman. Not sure how that's going to go. He's got to be better than Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern.
Yes, he does.
Which is, I'm glad you brought that up, because recently Marvel, as a kind of flexing their muscle a bit, have decided to release Cap 3 on the same weekend that Warner had already scheduled for whatever they're going to call the Batman Superman movie.
Warner is going to buckle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking too.
We were like,
there's no way they're going to hold their ground on this. There's absolutely no way.
Yeah, Marvel has so much clout right now when it comes to their movie industry, primarily because they're in-house.
Yeah.
It's Marvel, Disney, LucasArts, so now we'll also have some ILM magic being worked into it. DC just doesn't have the back catalog. They can't afford a slip up.
I thought you were going to say balls, but yeah, okay.
Not only that, but they just don't have their movies are not as fun as Marvel movies. So I think about, they have great characters, but I just don't really see it being a great movie yet unless happens.
Yeah, the whenever it comes to, like comic book movies in this case, DC, they have a really great catalog of animated features that are fantastic.
Yes.
But whenever it comes to their live action, the only success they really have had is Batman Begins and The Dark Knight. Dark Knight Rises was okay, but that they can't afford a slip-up, so I'm sure that they're going to push back their release date.
And listeners, we'll put up on the website a list of all the DC animated movies that have come out.
Absolutely.
On video. Also, the DC Nation, I think they're called DC Nation Shorts. These are like 1-2 minute long bits. They have great storytelling, I think. So.
Speaking of that, actually, it's Batman's 75th anniversary, apparently.
Yes.
And we had Dee, who was on a previous episode, actually sent me a link for a small animated short by Bruce Timm, the guy who originally did the Batman animated series, and it was awesome. It was him fighting Solomon Grundy. It was like a very quick short thing, but it was amazing. It was just cool to see.
There's another one that just came out by Darwin Cook, who has kind of a Bruce Timm style, and awesome. That one's really great too.
Good.
So we'll put both of those on the website. Let's put everything on the website.
Put it all up. It's fine.
All right, Brandon, any other movies, or how about ones that, I mean, I guess you said Batman Superman maybe not so good coming up, but any other ones that look horrible?
Oh, movies that look horrible. There's so many.
How about Ninja Turtles?
Man, let's not even get started on that one. I'll have to see if I can find the picture so we can post it. Someone I saw on a Reddit thread had taken the images and removed the noses and gave them back their smooth snouts.
Yes,
and they look like Ninja Turtles.
They do.
They don't look,
they look
like
a lot better.
They don't look like weird pigs.
Ninja pig people. Awesome.
Ninja pig people. X-Men Days of Future Past looks good. I'm looking forward to that. You have Tyrion Lannister as Bolivar Trask.
Yes.
You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, I've actually been really interested. I mean, Spider-Man 2 is right around the corner. And
yes.
Brandon, do you have any interest in that at all?
I haven't seen the first new one.
Right.
Brandon was on an episode, listeners, of the very first season of Square Peg Show, and in that episode we brought, that was when they first announced they were rebooting Spider-Man.
Right, and I thought that it was way too soon.
Right.
And I found out that it was mostly just because of movie rights that were about to lapse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen it. There's a lot of movies that I honestly haven't seen in a long time, yeah, just because of scheduling. But there's a lot of movies I want to see. Transformers Age of Extinction. If you... no more Shia LaBeouf.
Okay.
We now have Marky Mark.
Yay.
And the Funky Bunch.
Feel it, feel
and
it.
And if you watch the trailer, you have Optimus Prime riding Grimlock.
Oh, man.
I'm sold. I'm sold. You can't get any better than that.
I beg to differ, but...
All yeah. Right. There's the new Hercules movie coming out.
Who's the star of that?
Let me check. It's not necessarily a no name. Oh, it's The Rock. That's right.
Okay.
Because at some point in the last few years, there was a meeting of Hollywood executives who said that we're going to put Dwayne The Rock Johnson in everything.
Yes.
And everyone said, that's perfectly fine. We will watch it.
I remember that. Someone said, hey, I got the script called The Tooth Fairy. Who are we going to get to play in this?
They the Rock.
Like, the fucking done. Rock.
He had to show his range.
Yeah, absolutely. You also have Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which looks pretty good. As well as Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. Back to Marvel, baby. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Exactly.
They are just spinning gold right now.
Right. No, like, honestly, with the general populace, who knows who the Guardians of the Galaxy are?
Yeah.
No one knows Star-Lord. No one knows Rocket Raccoon. No one knows Groot. But you watch that trailer, and you want to see that movie.
My favorite part of that is when he's like reeling his fist into a bird, and he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know how this machine worked." That was so hilarious, dude.
Expletive imminent or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and the song that they played, "Hooked on a Feeling," apparently like the sales skyrocketed on iTunes.
Oh, absolutely.
So that was,
which is fantastic. I want to say I don't know how they're going to work it into the story, but Star-Lord was abducted by aliens, spoilers, I guess, people, from Earth in the 80s. So whenever he tells the one guard to put his Walkman down, that's his mixtape, which is nothing but 80s tracks. And that's from what I've read, I don't know if it's been confirmed, but that's the soundtrack, is like 80s tracks.
Fantastic.
I can't go wrong with
hooked
that.
Hooked on a Feeling, I got hooked on. God. when it came to Reservoir Dogs, I remember listening
on
that.
Yes.
Yeah, and Single Female Lawyer, I mean, Ally McBeal.
It's a great song.
As far as movies that look horrible, the one that jumps out at me, and I hate this series of films, it's called The Hungover Games.
What?
It's one of those compilation, not another one of these freaking movies.
No.
Yes. And that's coming out.
How are they making
New
money?
Year's Eve.
Can someone tell me how they're making money with, like...
Because people like cheap fart joke laughs.
It's all hipsters laughing ironically. Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's ironically bad.
I was laughing before it was funny.
Okay, let's go ahead and segue over to the second half of the show where we discuss video game movies. Now, I can think of a few that came out in the early 90s and all that, but like when I say those words together, what are like the top five for you guys?
The first thing that comes to my mind are the Mario Brothers movie, the Double Dragon movie, and
Street Fighter.
And it's the Street Fighter movie and Mortal Kombat. All horrible. Some better than others, but most horrible.
I would probably rewatch the first Mortal Kombat tonight.
Yeah, I probably would too. But you know,
it's cheesy, but it's fun.
But you know what? I will say this. This was an era that this is before CGI really took hold. There was a little bit in this movie, but for the most part, everything was a practical effect. Even the big giant forearm guy, Goro, was, you know, he was a practical thing. He was really on screen, and at least I can say we had that, because if they remade that movie now, it would be a whole different story. It would be all on a green screen, and it would be awful. So,
right.
I mean, worse than it was.
Now, there's actually a surprisingly huge amount of movies based on video games.
Oh, yeah.
The earliest one that I was able to kind of find any information on was actually based on the Wise series.
Really?
And that came out in 1989, but that was a direct-to-video. That never saw any type of theatrical release.
Right.
Surprisingly, the first international video game movie was Super Mario Brothers.
There you go.
Followed a year and a half later with Double Dragon, followed a month later by Street Fighter, followed 9 months later by Mortal Kombat.
See, there we go.
Followed 2 years later with Mortal Kombat Annihilation, which was just horrible.
Oh my God, that was
so dude. I think that left a really bad taste in like the American psyche's mouth, because the first five major releases of movies based on video games were some of the worst that have ever been released.
I remember the Mortal Kombat sequel. If you've ever seen an episode of Power Rangers, it was a lot like that. If you, I sat down and watched the Power Rangers the other day, I don't know why, and it's constant action that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like they're just throwing weapons to each other, just, you know, let's try this one out next. Right. That's 99% action with a kind of a loose story. I don't know. But I mean, I guess some people like it, but not judging by the box office receipts for the sequel to Mortal Kombat. But.
Right.
Brandon.
Yes.
How long is it going to be until we have a Minecraft movie?
There have been rumors that there are things being talked about.
Okay. And what are you going to set on fire to prevent it?
Everything. The entire world. It would... I'm a huge Minecraft fan. You know, I do live streams with the Controller Freaks group, and there's no way it would translate.
No.
You know, they made the Lego movie, which was fantastic.
Yes, it looked amazing.
But you know, it's like you can't make a Legend of Zelda movie because Link never talks.
Right.
It just wouldn't work. I mean, I've seen some fan trailers for Zelda movies that look kind of cool, but you can't flesh them out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's going to be an Angry Birds movie.
Yeah.
They're talking about a Temple Run movie.
Oh, my God.
They're a Gran Turismo movie. And we just had a Need for Speed movie come out, which is just Fast and the Furious, sans Paul Walker and Vin Diesel. And The Rock, because The Rock was in one of those, because The Rock's in everything.
I was just about to say, dude, The Rock as Steve from Minecraft.
I would watch it. In that case, I would watch it.
As well you should.
Brandon mentioned the Controller Freaks. Let's plug that real quick. That's a project that Brandon and Jesse are working on. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. It's just a pretty much a video game review kind of a site going on. We just kind of got started up. We should have three videos up by the time this airs. It's just all part of the Square Peg Network. We're bringing all kinds of things into this little fold that we got going on here.
ControllerFreaks.net.
Yep, ControllerFreaks.net. Yes. And we're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. By God, we're on Google+. We're on everything on the planet. Yeah. So definitely Twitch. Come check us out. It's fun. Twitch.tv.
Yep. Absolutely. /RealControllerFreaks.
Where we do live streams. Yep. And speaking of these video game movies, there's a couple things I got to bring up. Number one is Yui Bowl.
Oh, I was gonna. Oh, you beat me to it, man.
Yui Bowl,
Blood Rain.
Yes, did a lot of video game based movies, and has apparently been heralded as one of the worst and worst directors, and just a pure asshole in general.
The worst, but absolutely the worst.
He actually went out and challenged all of his critics to a boxing match. And apparently got in the ring with, like, what is it, three different people?
And they thought it was a publicity stunt. But no, he actually beat the crap out of them.
He beat the shit out of all of them. And it was amazing. Holy crap, dude. I mean, maybe he makes bad movies, but he will kick your ass. And that's enough for me, dude. I'm like, all right. I'm not going to say one more bad word about this guy.
Oh, but still.
Yui Bowl was on Tales from the Script, that Netflix documentary I was telling you about. So they were interviewing the screenwriter for that, and she was talking about how she turned in the first draft. He already thought it was great, and she thought there would be lots of revisions. And then she watched it, and he had let all the actors rewrite everything. And just, but that boxing story, that's got to be one of the all-time great Hollywood stories there.
And for anyone that doesn't know, Uwe Boll is responsible for Blood Rain, Blood Rain Deliverance, Blood Rain the Third Reich, Alone in the Dark 1 and 2, House of the Dead, and there was one other one, In the Name of the King, which was based off Dungeon Siege.
Really?
Yeah, that was based off Dungeon Siege, which had Jason Statham, had him. And apparently they made a sequel to that called In the Name of the King, Two Worlds.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's horrible. It is absolutely horrible. Now, the problem, like, video game movies have been really, really bad.
Yeah.
some of them here lately have been actually pretty good. Tomb Raider wasn't bad. It was a popcorn flick.
Yeah.
You know, Transformers-ish, because they had, that was like cartoon, video game movies all kind of mixed together, right. all to sell toys. But nothing is worse than games based on movies.
Yes. Oh, my God. Dude, licensed video games have always gone down as some of the worst pieces of shit, the worst pieces of interactive shit that has ever been produced by man. So you know that any time, because what happens is that the game producers end up throwing so much money at the license to be able to use these things that they can't really pay for the time and effort that it really takes to make an actual good interactive game. So now you're left with this steaming pile of something that you can control, and no one cares. Everyone hates it, and it's a piece of shit.
Well, and the other reason for that, if you look at games that were, you know, huge. Like, let's say Grand Theft Auto 5, probably one of the best-selling games of all time at this point. How long was it in production?
Like, years and years.
Years and years and years. Let's go to the completely to the other end of the spectrum and bring up the one that fucked everything up, E.T. the Extraterrestrial on Atari. 5 weeks.
Yes.
Five weeks of game production. Wasn't directly the cause of, but was a big contributing factor to the video game crash of the 80s, where everyone went under. A game that was so horrible and so bug-ridden.
Tell me the story of this game. I don't know. I mean, like, the actual end story.
It was seriously...
E.T. the Extraterrestrial, it was made in 5 weeks. They told the guy, you have 5 weeks to make this game. So, of course, quality. Absolute quality.
Because have you guys heard about the planned E.T. sequel?
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's like the Goonies sequel that they're talking about.
Oh, no. Stop
talking. Yeah. Oh.
There's a crack.com top five that has the worst ideas for sequels ever. And at one point, I can't even describe it. You'll just have to read the article. But the ideas for the E.T. actual sequel were horrendous. And I was wondering if the video game had done any of the movie sequel ideas.
Well, this game wasn't connected to anything, not even reality.
I remember playing this very much as a child, and all it was you were E.T., you walk, you fall down a hole.
And you have to get out of the hole.
You gotta get out of the hole, and there's a guy in a coat chasing you. That's all the game is.
Was Lassie around?
And there's, like, Reese's Pieces here and there.
Yeah.
And, like, you're supposed to be able to collect all these things and then phone home, but you don't. You just fall down a fucking hole, and you can't figure out how to get out. And they made so many of these games. I'm sure this is where Brandon was about to go.
Yeah, the legend has it. This was also, Atari was really stupid. I think they made, these numbers are probably off, but just to give you an idea of how bad they were, they made 2 million cartridges when there were a million consoles in the U.S. It sold so horribly, it got returned in such massive numbers, and they took such a huge loss that the legend goes, and there's actually a documentary coming out about this, and the Angry Video Game Nerd, his whole movie that he's coming out with is based around this, is that all these cartridges were taken, crushed, and buried in an Alamogordo, New Mexico landfill and covered in asphalt.
Yep. It wasn't even covered in asphalt. Dude, there's actually...
was it haunted?
There actually exists a music video.
With the hopes and dreams of millions of gamers.
There's actually a music video. I can't remember who it is, but I'll find it and put it on the site. But where they actually shoot a video of them playing a song. They go out to this spot in the desert and they just start digging. And they just start coming up with just cartridges and cartridges and cartridges of E.T.
Really?
I swear to God. Now, the music video could have been staged, but I don't think
so. Oh, okay.
Like, I'm pretty sure that they weren't even crushed. I think they were just stuck in a hole and buried. Like, that's all it was.
And because these games are so rushed, they normally don't have a very big budget. They're like, we got the license. We got to make a game. We got to cash in on this now. So there's really notable, like, horrible exceptions.
I could talk about the CT game for much longer, but what other games do you guys think of?
Spider-Man 2 was horrible.
Wait.
The game based on the movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was horrible, you thought?
There were some really awkward animations. There were some really awkward glitches. That's normally one of the biggest parts is some of these games are so glitchy because they're so rushed.
This is the only thing I can really say about the Spider-Man 2 games. And, you know, I'm a big Spider-Man fan. I've played pretty much all of the games thus far. But Spider-Man 2, I got to say, someone in there had a working brain because they came up with an idea of this physics engine that when you're Spider-Man, instead of just shooting a web straight ahead of you and attaching to nothing and swinging straight forward, that you had to have a building around you. And
oh, that's true. That's, as, yeah,
as
I will
far
that.
As was the story or the quest or the missions, I didn't give a shit about. But I swung around that city for hours, dude. It was just fun. And you know, there was most of them have adopted that system. Some of them kind of got away from it. But just that specific mechanic made me buy and love that game just because.
kind of like the thrill of it.
Exactly. And another one of the things I want to talk about, since we were talking about game licenses or movie licenses, are the other way around, where we're talking about, well, movie games. I know I've mentioned this before, and I'll never forget this. They came out with Street Fighter II. It was a huge, huge video game. Everyone was playing in the 90s. It was giant. So they just said, all right, let's fuck it. Make a movie out of it with Jean-Claude Van Damme. Let's go. So they made a movie out of it, and then they turned around and made a video game based on the movie. So we had Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
Yes.
And it was full circle.
Full circle. It was all digitized graphics, just like Mortal Kombat was, but it was with Jean-Claude Van Damme and with...
Poor Raul Julia.
Raul Julia.
His last role.
Ugh.
He was such a great actor, and he was the scrawny M. Bison.
Yes, he was. Of course!
Of course!
And then I think they did the same thing with Prince of Persia, because we had a Prince of Persia game, they made a movie, they then made a game out of that.
Jake Gyllenhaal, and and I think they made a game based on the movie.
So we had Prince of Persia, the movie, the game, some shit, I don't
know. So are we going to get a Need for Speed Racer with Aaron Paul? It's like, yeah, nitrous, bitch!
God, I hope so.
Have you seen the Wachowskis Speed Racer movie? I know we're back to movies now.
No. Oh, I did. No, I love that movie.
Me too.
I love
Everybody
that movie.
Hated that. Or you know what? I think people just never saw it. And if they watched it, it is a fun movie. Yeah.
That movie is great to just shut your brain off. And it's really, really great to watch while drunk. It is amazing. Whenever you are borderline blackout drunk and everything is flashing in your face, it's fantastic.
I will have to watch this. I never really got to it.
But, yeah, let's review it for the show.
I'll, you know what? I think we should just get a bottle of vodka, set up a webcam, and just
go.
Right on. All right. Well, thanks so much, Brandon. To plug that site again, it is controllerfreaks.net.
Yep.
And, gosh, okay. Well, Jesse has a few more things to say about where you can find us, and have a good day.
Later, guys.
All right.
Hey guys, just a quick reminder that if any of you would like to be on the show, suggest topics for the show, or just have questions or comments, please let us know at squarepegshow@gmail.com or on our website, squarepegshow.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to us on iTunes. So until next time, guys, be square.